WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The British label Pearl has released 5 CDs devoted to performances by Sir Thomas Beecham and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz thinks this combination might arguably be the most brilliant instrumental ensemble ever created. Here's Lloyd's review.
In 1932, Sir Thomas Beecham formed his own orchestra by handpicking a group of British musicians, mostly from the ranks of the London Symphony. Many of them were already distinguished soloists. The orchestra lasted until the outbreak of World War II, and their numerous recordings were instantly prized for their buoyancy and wit, their ravishing tone, and their rightness of interpretation. But most of them have been out of circulation for nearly half a century, which means that many people today don't know what some of the very greatest orchestral playing sounds like. On these 5 discs, which are available separately, there isn't a single cut that isn't a joy, and each disc has at least one item that stands out as possibly the greatest performance ever made of that work. The Haydn album includes Beecham's magisterial 104th Symphony. The French album has the most languorously seductive recording of the famous barcarolle from Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann. There's a disc of Rossini and Mendelssohn, a Mozart-Schubert album, and a delicious album devoted to Beecham's favorite encores, his Lollipops. Beecham could make something transcendent out of what everyone takes for granted. Here, for instance, among some splendid Wagner overtures, is an exquisite and moving performance, the performance, in a class not even Beecham himself could later duplicate, of Grieg's incidental music for Peer Gynt. I hope the Pearl label eventually remasters some of the amazing London Philharmonic 78s led by guest conductors. There's a Bizet Symphony in C, for example, I think its very first recording, conducted by Walter Gare, with Leon Goossens doing the great oboe solo in the slow movement. He plays it with a mysterious combination of free-floating spirituality and fainting sensuality that sounds like the way Suzanne Farrell looked when she danced Balanchine's choreography for this music. I wish I could play it for you.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the series of albums by Sir Thomas Beecham and the London Philharmonic Orchestra on the Pearl label.